This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The phrase back to school covers a lot more territory than it used to. Kids have been going back to a wide variety of schools this month. Some of them are geared toward particular student populations. Others aren't really schools at all. Today, we're going to hear two reports about unusual schools. In a moment, we'll meet an African-American family who's pulled out of the public school system altogether. But first, to Hollywood, Florida, where NPR's Greg Allen has the story of Ben Gamla, the nation's first Hebrew language charter school.
Julia Vinson used to send her two kids, Samuel and Joseph, to a private Hebrew day school, not far from her home in Broward County. But when she heard about a new public Hebrew language charter school, she rushed to sign up. She says she knew, though, that by leaving the private school, her kids would also be leaving their religious education behind.
I mean, this was the last time I knew my children would ever kiss a mezuzah when they walked through the door and into their classrooms. That's a very significant experience.
But others in the community were concerned that at Ben Gamla, religion was being mixed into language instruction, creating a publicly funded alternative to privately run Jewish day schools. It didn't help matters that a rabbi was hired to run the school. The cafeteria food was all kosher, and classes were to be held in a synagogue. The school quickly found larger and less controversial space. But then it was discovered that the Hebrew curriculum chosen by the school contained religious references. Rabbi Alan Tufts of Temple Beth El in Hollywood says he was concerned even about the school's name. Ben Gamla was a first century priest from ancient Israel.
The Ben Gamla people here in South Florida are saying, well, he introduced public education in ancient Israel. Well, that's very good, but it was a religious education that he introduced in ancient Israel. And I, as a rabbi, applaud religious education. My problem as a person in America is that it shouldn't be done with tax money.
Constitutionally, we're a public school. If we were teaching religion, it would be illegal.
Peter Deutsch is a former U.S. congressman and the driving force behind the Ben Gamla School. He's been involved in the charter school movement since it first came to Florida 12 years ago. Deutsch says he patterned Ben Gamla after other dual language academies, schools in which language classes and one other subject are taught in French, Chinese, or in this case, Hebrew. Deutsch notes that much of the opposition to the school came from operators of private Jewish day schools, whom he says felt their monopoly was being threatened. In the classrooms at Ben Gamla this week, there are none of the decorations or songs associated with the high holy days you'd find at a private Hebrew day school. Deutsch says that's because all Ben Gamla aspires to be is an English-Hebrew charter school.
The reality is that that's what this school is. This is a public school. You know, the language, the second language is Hebrew. You can't teach a language outside of a cultural context, so clearly there is Jewish culture that goes along with teaching the Hebrew language, really no difference at all in terms of what this school does than another dual-language school.
Nonetheless, concerns raised by people in Broward County caused the school board to take a hard look at Ben Gamla's curriculum. While doing so, the board asked the school, for the first 3 weeks of the school year, not to teach Hebrew. Teachers and administrators at Ben Gamla spent the time retooling the curriculum, and last week the Broward School Board pronounced itself satisfied, at least for now, that the school was not violating the constitutional separation of church and state. Even though Hebrew classes weren't being taught, on the playground you could still hear Hebrew at Ben Gamla. That's because more than a third of the students have Israeli parents, part of a large and growing Israeli community in South Florida. Deutsch says when he first proposed the charter school, he envisioned a small academy with 50 or 100 students. But when Ben Gamla opened enrollment, 800 kids applied.
We clearly tapped into a demand. You know, now the perspective I have is if we had 5,000 deaths or even 10,000 deaths today in South Florida for a dual-language Hebrew-English program, I think we could fill 10,000 deaths.
Deutsch is now making plans to open 4 more English-Hebrew charter schools in South Florida and is fielding inquiries from other parts of the country, including Los Angeles. Although Broward County has given initial approval for 3 more schools, school board officials say the experience with Ben Gamla has left them wary. They're creating a new body to oversee charter schools to make sure that while educating South Florida students, the schools don't violate the U.S. Constitution. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.